Welcome back to Eco Talk, another Partners Corner for you. This one brought to you by Earth Justice. Earth Justice is the leading national nonprofit public interest law firm working to protect clean air and water, wildlife and wilderness for all of us. Founded as the Sierra Club Legal Defense Fund in 1971, Earth Justice protects our environment by forcing government agencies and big industries such as timber, mining, oil and gas interests to obey environmental laws. Pleased to welcome Paul Achitoff to the show. He's the managing attorney for Earth Justice's Hawaii office. Gee, we spoke to someone from the Alaska office a few weeks back. You guys are really way out there.
Yeah, we're out here in the middle of the Pacific, but we're dealing with a lot of the same issues that folks deal with everywhere.
And today we're going to talk about biopharmaceuticals. What are biopharmaceutical crops anyway?
Well, biopharmaceutical crops are crops, very often food crops, such as corn or soybeans, that have been genetically engineered to produce drugs and industrial enzymes in the cells of the plant itself. So, for example, you have corn kernels that look like any other corn kernels that actually contain experimental drugs, such as experimental AIDS vaccines or other types of chemicals that the producer hopes to be able to refine and use in the pharmaceutical industry.
So if that's going to help a lot of people who have various diseases, why is this a bad thing?
Well, there are a lot of problems with this process, and it's not at all clear whether it's going to help a lot of people. First of all, I want to point out that although this research has been going on for years, none of these plant-derived proteins have actually been approved for human use. So this is all research right now, and as to whether any of it will ever be of use to people is speculative. The reason that it's being done is because it will be of use to the companies that are doing it economically. The whole purpose of it is to lower the cost of production, not necessarily to lower the cost to consumers.
And why are they putting them in food crops? And is this process similar to genetically modifying organisms, but GMOs tend to go towards food products where this would go towards pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, the process is basically the same. These are genetically modified plants, and it's just a question of what genes you insert in order to get the expression of different types of chemicals in the target crop. Now, you asked, why do they use food crops? That's a very good question. Corn is the crop that is used most often, and the answer is it's because the scientists are familiar with corn, and therefore it's easy to work with. It's not as though this could not be done in non-food crops. But of course, there are some very serious problems that are created by using a crop like corn, because first of all, corn does pollinate, and the pollen can spread out into the environment. And of course, it is a crop that people eat, and it is virtually impossible to ensure that corn that has been genetically engineered to contain an experimental vaccine, for example, or another chemical, will not find its way into the food supply, because it's not as though the corn kernels of this type of crop are blue and all of the others are yellow. They look just like any other corn.
Now, the Department of Agriculture is not reviewing and evaluating the risks associated with this biofarming process. Who is?
The short answer is nobody. The regulatory process is extremely inadequate, and there is little or no review of the actual health risks that is done prior to commercialization. And in the case of these products, there is no commercialization. It's all done on a system that assumes that these products are safe unless the companies that are producing them, the companies such as Monsanto or subsidiaries of Dow and other chemical companies, which are the ones that are doing a lot of this work, it's on the assumption that these companies are going to come forward and say, "Oh yes, this is not safe." Well, that's not going to happen, and they don't really do the testing that would even disclose whether or not these are truly safe. They simply assume that the crops are safe, or that the crops will not find their way into the food supply, will not find their way into the environment. although they are tested in open fields outdoors with inadequate safeguards.
What kind of environmental concerns are there from testing this in open fields, as you say?
Well, by environmental, let's distinguish it for a moment from the, human health, although I would put them together. But in terms
of the
non-human environment, clearly outdoor corn is susceptible to being eaten by any number of animals, birds, insects, mice, pigs we have in Hawaii, various other creatures that can come across these and have been known to come across these. So they can consume the crop and they can also spread the crop. You can have the pollen from this crop. If there is a wild relative, the crop can cross-pollinate the wild relative, or if you have another food crop, for example, other corn, it can cross-pollinate corn that might be intended for the food market.
Why don't they test it in the lab? I know that may be a silly question, but why do they need to do it in the open air?
Well, I don't really believe that there is a need to do it in the open air. It's more, again, a question of economics. The whole purpose, as I said, is to reduce the cost of production so that the companies, the whole reason they're doing it is so they don't have to invest in facilities. A lot of these chemicals, a lot of these drugs are already produced through genetic engineering in fermentation vats. It's been done for years. But there is a cost involved in creating these fermentation facilities. These companies would prefer not to pay that cost. And as far as they're concerned, it's acceptable to put the public and the environment at risk in order to lower their cost of production.
Okay, in 30 seconds or less, what can listeners do if they're bothered by this?
I think they should start contacting their local legislators as well as the national legislators to let them know that they are concerned. I can assure them that they are not the only ones who are concerned. There has been a great deal of concern expressed across the board in terms of different ideologies and different businesses who are quite concerned about this material ending up in the food supply.
Thank you. We're running out of time, I'm afraid. Thanks for joining us. Paul Achitoff, Managing Attorney for Earth Justice in the Hawaii office. Want to welcome our new co-producer, Kate Truca, and want to tell you to go to our website if you'd like more information about today's show at www.ecotalk.net. See you next time.